Okay. Okay, everyone say, this piece of parsha by Yigin. Be'ezer Hashem, they will be chumashirim throughout the break. I think Va'era is the only official one, so then I have to give that at a certain time in a certain building, and you know, because Va'era is part of the Beit Mastery program, so that's so then it's, and the other ones we'll decide, you know, we'll have someone will post it, you know, and anyone who wants to start coming Bez Hashem to the Uber Shirim on starting Tuesday, in other words, the alumni shir is on December 25th is the alumni Yachai Kala shir, and the Uber starts on December 26th on Tuesday. A fascinating topic of Hilchos Uber. What?
Examples?
You know, like it'll be topics of fetus problems, of abortion, and things like that, and different in the classroom room 108. In other words, we'll have your day of shir. We'll have it'll be every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, from 11 to 12. Just like last year, I gave the Kiddushei Tos from 11 to 12. So this year, we'll move on to something else. What? And then there will be Chumash Shirim. I'm not sure exactly what the time will be, but there will be Chumash Shirim. I assume it will probably be on Thursday. Okay, I'd like to Sukkah resumes on the, 23rd? What day of the week is that? Yeah? Tuesday? Okay. What time? Monday the 22nd is the we're going to do continuation with Sukkah. There's a lot to do, but you see, I'll tell you the more. Let me just say one thing before we begin the Chumash. You know, Sukkah's it's every year, but when Sukkah comes, there's no time to learn all of Hilchos Sukkah. You know, like you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot right away. Where are you going to learn all the Yeshiva Sukkah and all the whole building of Sukkah and the Dalmir? It's not Shaykh. So there has to be a certain time in your life, and you take a chunk of time and you learn all of Sukkah, all the whatever. And then you'll know this for the rest of your life, these packets. You should keep the packets and know it inside. And you know. Okay. Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda kam vayomer bi Adoni daber no avdecha tovar ba'oznei Adoni vayicharapcha ba'avdecha ki chamocha kefaro. He says you are like Paro. So that's a very Ahuruga Sabosin points out he's a very big thing, chamocha kefaro. So that's a very strong tone. So you are like Paro. But then as the Ahuruga Sabosin points this out, he starts off with a very strong tone. But then the Aruga Sabosin points out that then he goes into another tone of supplication. Like, he calls himself Avadecha. He calls him Adoni. I'm the Evid, you're the Adon. More of a, less of a regal tone. Like, he starts Kikamocha Kaparo, Aruga Sabosin, a very regal tone. Then he goes like, okay, you're the Adon, I'm the lonely slave. You know, what shifted there, asks the Aruga Sabosin. Because he constantly abdecha, you know, that whole subordinate type of tone. Then we have a Medrash Rabbah on the pasuk in Mishlei, page 6. Gavas odom tashpilenu ushval ruach yismoch kovod. That gavas odom. So the Matudas David says on page 6, on page 7 rather, Hashpilenu, Hagava Atzmat Yasiba L'Hashpil Oso. Gaiva will cause a person to be lower down. And Shval Ruach, he'll get the covenant. So the Medrash Rabbah on page 8 says, Davar Acha Gavas Adu Tashpilenu Zayosef, Shehinik Srora, Sheyu Omru Loach Lefanov Avdecha Avinu. In other words, they said, we're an Evid to you. So it was a certain Gaiva, but then Hayashosik. But and he didn't say not that way. He didn't deny it. So then he got a shtickle, you know, Yerida, the fact that he was called Halisim Asmosai. He referred to himself while he was still alive as my bones. While he was still alive, you'll take my bones, you know, back there as Israel. Shval Ruach Yidmach Kavod, but Yehuda was the Shval Ruach, because he was saying to Yosef, Amad Eved, Yidabena Avdecha Dovar, Ki Avdecha Rava Sanar, Avdecha, Avdecha, Avdecha. So what does he get in the end? He is the first one to bring the Karbonos HaNesiim in Parshas Noso, which we concluded today. Today's Os Chanukah, we concluded the reading of the Nesiim. But we started off with Yehuda. Yehuda was the first one, because he got that covet, that since he when he spoke to Yosef, he called himself an Eved, so he lowered himself, so he got the covet. So, there is a Gemara in Shabbos on page 10, a Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara in Shabbos, a Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, darshans the Aleph base. What does the Aleph represent? Base, Gimel, Dalet. It goes through the whole Aleph base. So then it gets to, we're not going to go the whole through, we'll just pick up by Nun. Nun, so Nun, we know you have a Nun Kfufa, right? The Nun in the beginning of a word or the middle, and then the Nun Sofis, which is Nun Pshuta. Neman Kofav, Neman Poshut. And then Tsari also. Tsari Kfufa. And Tsari Pshuta. Tsari Kofav, Tsari Poshut. So the verse says, so what's the idea of kafuf pashut? Meaning you have to be kafuf, you become an anav, and in the end you're allowed to stand up straight. Because since you acted by nevus, then in the end the covenant comes at the end. So what's the idea to tell me that both by the nun and by the tzadi? Hosim l'hakosuf kfifa al kfifaso. So it's to show an extra measure of kfifus, one from the nun and one from the tzari. So what's this double kfifus? So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch on page 12. In the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Hamispal tzarech sheyichra ad sheyispakiku kol hachulio shemeshedra." Whereas when you daven, you bend down your body until all the, you know, the bones in your in the Shedra are popping up. But then look what he says. Gam Rosho Yaakov Ka'admo. Because it's not enough, like when you bow down for Shmon Esrei, you can't just do like this. You bow down and your head is still up. You bow down your body and then you bow your head also. It's a double bowing. It's a double, it's not just you bow down your body but you keep your head, you know, straight. That's the, oh. So the Bechor Shor, I didn't bracket it, but it's on page 11. He says that's the double kfifus. What is it? He says, Yesh beis min is kfifus. Echaz kfifus guf, echaz kfifus harosh. So the two, that's the double. The body, the kfifus of the body, and the kfifus of the head. So we'll have to see what that means. What is the significance of that? So, And you have the Gemara in Eirvin on page 13. Amet chashkol ha-mashkil atzmo gadashmoch ha-magbiyo. Chashkol ha-magbiyo atzmo gadashmoch ha-mashpilo. Chashkol ha-machazir achar al-agdul abdul ha-morachas mimenu. A person is looking for cover, the cover is going to run away from him. But kol ha-morech min ha-gdula, then the gdula is machazir achar. So what's this idea? Is it a good thing? Is it not a good thing? Oh. So the Aruga Sabosam, he's going to say a couple of interesting things. A fascinating shot that he has in Parshas Baaloska, page 15. We have Miriam and Aaron and Moshe. Right, Miriam and Aaron were speaking some type of Chazal said some type of Lashon Hara against Moshe, that Moshe thinks he's so great that he has to divorce his wife, that he's such a high madrega, he can't be with a woman. We're also Nevi'im, but we didn't divorce our spouse. So, and then the Torah says right after that, Ve'ish Moshe Anav Bikol Adam Asher Pnei Adam. So what's the continuation? So the Aruga Sabosim has a fascinating idea of this whole thing. He says like this. There are two at page 20. Vinyano Nirali Musyata Nishmaya on the right side. Yeshbezmine Anova. There are two types measures of Anova. Yeshua Anov Shu Mavin Be'emes Shikluso. One Anov means he knows his limitations. Shlogia Dail Shum Shloimus, Lomadas Lomavidus. But because Mokom Akati Sovereign of Emes Ritzonu who wrote so in the Hogan Muzuka. Friends, there's a person that feels that basically inside of him he has all the right priorities. It's just a question of getting it in reality. But basically, he has all, everything inside, he has in sync. He just has to do it. But he knows exactly the way things should be. But basically he has shleimus inside, now he has to carry his shleimus inside and actually act upon it. But there's another type of person that he realizes that not only he hasn't fulfilled his mission in terms of his action, but even his inner workings need to be worked on. So Yeshua, on the Yosef Shalim Bemidus, so you day of Makir, you mole a chepto b'shleimus, basa the son of Yishev b'shleim be'emes. He realizes that it's not pshat that you have everything is perfect inside. You just didn't have. If you really had everything perfect inside, Hashem would help you to make sure that it gets done. But no, there's a chisaron. So the first on of is saying, okay, I didn't accomplish yet, but inside at least I have it all right. The second Adam realizes that it's a higher level, that even inside of me, I still don't have all the values, you know, in the order that they should be. So he says, that's the pshat, where the Gemara in, he quotes that, the Gemara about the, and he quotes the Korshor previously about the two types. Bottom page 19, he quotes that the Korshor. You need the two types of Anova. What is the Anova of the Guf? That whatever you do Na'anivus. But then, it's the second Anova, and not only you have to bend your body, you have to bend your head. Because your head is what you think. What are you thinking inside? And that also has to have a measure of anava. To realize that not only I need anava in my action, I also need anava to when I'm evaluating my inner self, it should also be b'derech anava, to realize that there still could be stuff to work on in your inner values, in your inner thoughts, etc. Oh. So then he says like this. And that's the Debod, and that's the Debod Kofuf, and the Tzadik, the two Kofufs, the Guf and the Head. So he says a beautiful idea here there, and then he's going to tie it in the Parsha. Arubis Abosim. Page 20, left side, last three lines. He says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Ish Moshe Adam, Bikol Adam, Asher Panei Adam. So what's the idea that right over here, the Torah is saying that? So it says like this. If you meet a person who has a certain midah, and you have that same midah, so that like ignites it. What's a midah's midah? Whereas a person is a shtickle balgaiva, and he meets another balgaiva, so that will flicker his gaiva. So he says like this. Moshe and Aaron, obviously they were great people, but there was a shtickle gaiva. The fact that they said, you know, who is he? We're also Nevi'im, and we're, you know, it's a shtickle, right? So if Moshe Rabbeinu had any sense of gaiva, that would, the fact that they spoke with gaiva, that would have flickered his gaiva. But what the Torah is saying is, Ish Moshe Adam, we call Adam, that there was no gaiva inside of him to flicker. In other words, when he was exposed to gaiva, it didn't cause any, because he reached the level that he was a total Adam. And that's what it was saying over here. So even though they spoke with gaiva, usually gaiva breeds gaiva, but here it didn't, because Ish Moshe Adam, we call Adam, Ashel Pnei Adam. And he says the same thing by Yehuda, for this week's parsha, page 21 on the top left. He named Matzino Yehuda. Yehuda goes to Yosef, and he starts speaking. What he said before from the Arugas about them, Gedulos. He speaks very regally, Kikachmocha Kiparo. And at the end, he's speaking like Abdecha. You know, he emphasizes the. The Abdus, he says like this. Either the Bemis Yudah Havale Koach Ugvura, but Oz Biyam Masor Shvatim Bemoshe Mitzrayim. Well, so he meets Yosef, and he sees his greatness, Kamocha Kapara. Now, Yehuda was also a person of great stature. So, l'chora, that should have flickered that feeling of great stature that Yosef had into what? Into Yehuda. But just like we said by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was exposed to gaiva, but that didn't cause him to have greater gaiva, because basically he rid it, and that Torah is made. By Ish Moshe Adam, we call Adam Hashem Pnei Adama, and it's the same thing by Yehuda. Because if Yehuda would have had any shmek of gaiva, when he would have met Yosef, that would have just what? They make it worse, as Moshe said. But it didn't. So after his initial encounter with the godless, he doesn't become now I speak for godless, because no. Avdecha. Because it didn't rub off. Because hitting Atzmum, the Rabbanus, Havalei Lusor, so Yehuda Gam can be the zoo. Elevadi Shaloya Bekurba Shum Shevitz Geis. Shaloya Efshar should his Ore Etzlo be the zoo. So the same thing he said about Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was exposed to Gaiva that should have exacerbated, but that's only if you have some Gaiva to exacerbate. It was gone. Same thing by Yehuda, that's what Chazal say. And that's what Chazal say, that what? That Yehuda was the one who acted by Anova, so in the end he gets what? He gets the covenant. So now what's this idea that he gets the covenant in the end? That was, what's his covenant? That he he brings the first korban of the deceased, because he spoke to Yosef avdecha avdecha. But he says, what's the idea? The idea is that since he showed the measure of anova in his inner being, it wasn't just a superficial anova, and when he met Yosef, he didn't misfire. So b'meila, Hashem saw to it that he's fit to be makriv risha, because if he gives somebody kavod and he's not fit for it, that'll just make him a bigger ball guy, right? But once he passed the test, once Yehuda passes the test, that he meets Yosef, and it doesn't cause him to be inflated, so then Hashem says, I can give him the kibud of Makriv Rishon, and it's not going to affect him. Because you see that he met Yosef, and he did because he has the measure. But he says one more point. He says, we said there's an idea of Gaiva, there's a near Anova, but there's another Madriga, which he speaks about on page 21 on the right side. It's called Midas HaHishtavus. A person is level-headed. In other words, he has a question. A person is mashgiach, so the kavod is going to be boreach achara. So if the kavod is not good, so why is it that he'll have the kavod boreach achara? Why don't we say, a person, okay, wrote the kavod, he won't get kavod. But if he's anov, the kavod will boreach achara. But maybe that's not a good thing. Who says it's a good thing? He says because the higher madrega, obviously the guy is the lowest, than anova, the highest madrega is that somebody gives you kavod and it doesn't, you're not frazzled by it. It doesn't go to your head. That's the midas hashtavus. So he says a person borech achar hakovod, he shows that kovod is not something that's going to change him. So then the kovod could come after him because he's going to take it nonchalantly. It's not going to, it's going to go to him and it's going to, so that's exactly, so when he shows that he's borech min hakovod, b'chal shal, but okay, came a shuhu b'mchinas shal, borech min hakovod, b'chal shal, lo igia, hadai l'midas hashtavus, yonis b'zama hakovod rodev, harav shal, lo no. And that shows that the idea of a person realizing what's really important in life. Whereas these kibbutim, these things, what are they? This person gets this kibbutim, it's not such a big thing. That's a very high madriga, okay, and we're not saying that everyone reaches that madriga right away. But a person has, anova, the outer anova, the inner anova, and the idea is the mida of Yehuda, the mida of Moshe Rabbeinu was that anova, that's why he called it Gnus HaGaiva, Umalas HaAnova VaHeshtavus. That Gaiva is a chisaron, a novice, and hishtavus is the highest thing. Because hishtavus means you don't let anything get to you. You're not frazzled, he gives his kavod, so now, and that's the big yisod. You see how when these different people interacted one with the other, how it affected based on what they are inside. Moshe Rabbeinu, they were saying, Shmuel Gaiva, but it didn't matter because he was kulo, and that's what the Torah says. Right after somebody spoke to him with the shmek of Gaiva, the Torah says, but that didn't affect Moshe Rabbeinu because Gaiva, you have Gaiva, then the Gaiva comes to you, Matzo Minas Mino, and Veneer, and it explodes. But that's only when there's something to with hands. And same thing, Yosef meets Yehuda, and he realizes the regalness, but then that doesn't cause him to go in the regal mode, it causes him to go into the Derech HaAnova, because there was no Gaiva to to work on. So again, you know, everyone has different things. People, you know, of course there's a healthy gaiva, what's called gaiva de kedusha. A person has to, you know, some people are just very morbid about themselves, they're morose, they can't do anything, they can't accomplish, that's not a good thing either. But it's all how you act and how you carry yourself and what you value as an important thing, what's not an important thing, and how these things you let or don't let affect your self-being and your inner self. And that's the Yigashem of Yehuda. You see from the interaction with Yehuda and Yosef, the interaction Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, how it affected, and that's the Gedus HaGaivu Malas HaNova by itself. Okay.